Check, check.
Yo, we are live.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, dude. It's been almost a year.
I was just thinking that, too, since we were chilling with Akka, right?
Holy shit. That was 2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah. What?
Man. Hustling.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. How have you been?
Really fucking good. Sorry. Can I swear?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Really shit hell damn fuck good.
Hell yeah.
Got it on my system. Yeah, really, really good, man. Things are turning up out here.
Sweet. So before we get into the how's it been, first do a little introduction.
Oh, yes. My name is Aver E. Hamilton, Jr. You can just call me AJ. I am a professional full-time entertainer out in Tokyo. I do stuff with the modeling and the motion capture and the voiceover and the acting.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah, man. And I like playing video games and reading books in my downtime. That's
nice.
Yeah. It's like my entire life in like a sentence.
For sure. And let's plug it first, too. What's your Instagram and Twitter?
My Instagram is Aver Hamilton. Yep. My Twitter, I think, is actually AJ Hamilton. I need to change that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry about that, everybody. Everybody watching, they're like, oh, I love Aver Hamilton. Wait, who's AJ? Oh, wow.
Keep it simple, right? AJ and JJ.
Right? Everything should be the fucking same.
Yeah. I was thinking we should start like a YouTube or something. AJ and JJ. And call it like Cray Cray.
Call it Jajaja.
Yeah.
Jajaja channel.
So, yeah, what's new? How have you been? You got like a commercial out?
Yeah, man.
It's all right.
Yeah, dude. I got about 2 years ago. No, year and a half ago, I started going full time with the modeling stuff.
Nice.
And it's been a little up and down, but this year has been fantastic. It's been really good. Last year's summer was really good. Sure. I had a lot of commercials come out then, and that kept me into the beginning of this year, and it was getting a little scary, you know, financially and just job wise they were a little scarce, and
then
I just got one job after the other was just piling up, and now I got a couple more commercials coming out, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh damn, then you're doing better than me with that.
I'm on a good wave right now.
It's like a roller coaster though, right? Here in Japan with the entertainment industry, like, do you do TV at all?
Yeah, everything I do is on TV. And then,
I mean like TV shows.
Oh, shows. No.
Right?
Yeah, last year I had a show.
But... Yeah, you did a good one too, didn't you?
Yeah, the...
With that, what's your name? Bruzon Chami.
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry.
No, I did do something with Bruzon Chami. That was my first job. I cannot believe it. I had a...
That's how long ago it was.
Seriously, that was 2 years ago. Like, even before I was like a full-time guy. I had diarrhea out of the world on that shoot. Like, they had a zoom-in shot of me, like, getting ready for the thing. And I was, like, you know, getting ready for my lines. But my stomach was destroying me.
You never told me that.
Oh, dude, I had the worst diarrhea.
And didn't you have to pick her up or something?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I had to pick her up. And I had to listen to Japanese comedy, spit out Japanese comedy, and listen to her at the same time.
While
trying not to shit my pants on my first job.
You didn't tell me that before. You did it so smooth, too.
Oh, man, I was that was adrenaline. I think adrenaline just stopped the fucking presses because I had to shit. Shit bad. I think what happened is, like, that morning, I had, or, like, maybe the night before, I had water from, like, one of my gym mugs or whatever, and it was, like, old water or some shit.
Yeah.
And then I woke up like, oh, no, not this way. And I just
getting swamp butt from the swamp water.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It was a swamp adventure. It fucking sucked. And then I had a year later, I got the NHK regular gig where I was the main character or sub-main character for some English teaching show. It was good. It was English teaching drama.
NHK World, was it?
No, that was... it was Omotesando, Kisono Ego.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that too. Oh, Chad's on that, right?
Yeah, man, I was the sub main. I was the asshole boss to the main character, and I was trying to get her into shape. And then we end up being like really good friends by the end. But then they just turned the show. They just canceled the show.
Yeah. It's the industry, man.
Mm-hmm.
I knew another buddy. Do you know Matt? Red-haired American guy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, him and another guy were like regulars, like main regulars on a Japanese TV show, like Japanese and Foreigners. And then he was telling me they cut the Foreigners out of it and it lost the global aspect. So then the show just bombed. And he's like, why would they cut the Foreigners out? Like, we were bringing the money and then they cut us out and the show bombs. And they're like, oh, well, let's just not use Foreigners anymore.
You know what it is, man? And I tell this to everybody. I think Japan, as cool as a place as it is, it's especially in the entertainment industry, it's in its own little ecosystem.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to do Japanese movies for Japanese people about ancient and future and current Japan. You're like, well, what about like some Japanese person going to like, I don't know, Africa and like have a series about that? Like, they're like, no, well, more movies about this guy losing his farm in the war. You're like, God damn it. How many times do you do that? Like,
yeah.
Well, Japanese people like it. And then they do. And then they're just like, well, we'll do it again next year.
Well, have you seen Itaekyu?
Yes.
They kind of do something similar to that in there.
Yeah, Itaekyu is actually really good. I got to be honest. I actually like Itaekyu.
Yeah, I watch it every week. I just wish it was me, man. I want to be doing that. I wish they'd do like like the old cop dramas where, you know, they had the white guy and the black guy and they were a team.
Like a buddy cop. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I would love to do something like that in Japan. That'd
right?
be fucking amazing. Yes. Yes.
Did you know Makenyu?
Who? No.
Do you know Sonny Chiba? The karate fighter.
Yeah. Long time.
His son is named Makenyu, and I've done like 4 dramas with him. He's like this really young, cool kid, and he speaks good English. I'm like, man, it would be dope if me and him did like this show. Like, just two cool guys traveling and doing all this crazy crap.
Damn. Yeah, that would be pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah. Because I love doing TV. Like, I love commercials, but commercials are more of a money thing to me.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Unless it's a fun commercial, but it's more like, oh, nice. Now I can pay for my rent.
Yeah.
But now TV I can stop is like... peaches. Oh, sorry. What?
No, what were you saying?
I was saying, but TV is like getting your name out, building a fan base.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Yeah. Because people only see you for a split second on TV. Like, you're that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But commercials... yeah, they can be fun and stuff, but you never, you know, you're just that Nivea guy or you're that, what do you call it? Like a Mets or drink guy or whatever. But when you're on TV, your name's out there. They're plugging your Twitter and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But it feels crap.
I'm a fan of TV, but I don't really like a lot of Japanese TV only because of the ecosystem thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of the, I feel like a lot of the comedy has just turned into variety comedy.
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
It's just like, it's only variety comedy. Like, give me some good sketches, man. Like, I want to see some fucking Hey Say Jump, like back in the day. Like, get people dressed up, make some fucking comedy. Like,
yeah, I know, man. That's
right.
That's what I want to do. But you know what the problem is, or what I was told was they put so much money into those old konto shows, the old sketch comedy shows.
Oh.
And they said, one, it costs so much. And two, the censorship is so bad. Like,
oh,
you can't
really
say shit on TV anymore, man.
Yeah, you got a good point.
They're like, you can't even say shit on TV.
You literally can't say shit on TV.
Yeah, no. But you could shit on TV. If you shit on TV that one time, you probably would have got a lot of fans.
We brought it full circle now. Here we go.
Yeah.
Shit on TV.
That's called the callback joke, motherfucker.
Hey, you got me the callback full round.
Yeah. You ever think of doing stand-up, AJ?
Mm-hmm. I've been told in like the last 2 months, like, do stand up, man.
Yeah, you do good. Thanks. I just started going back. Like every Monday there's a open mic.
Yeah, is that the one in Asakusa?
No, it's there is one there, but the one I was going to is I forget the name. It starts with an O, it's weird. But it's a nice place.
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it on that Facebook group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit that up. I'll go one day too, man.
Yeah, I should. I'm really full plate right now, full quest log. I've got classes up the wazoo all the time. I'm like,
classes.
Yeah, action classes like 4 days a week. You know, swords, oh, nice. Weapons, wires.
And then oh, yeah, I saw. You started working with Chuck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that for a couple of years, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm doing tons of that shit right now. So I was like, I do want to do it, though. I do want to do stand-up. Mm. I just don't want to suck. I want to be, like, fucking amazing, which would require a lot of time. I just have to be less lazy.
Yeah, but everyone sucks the first time, man. Jim Carrey bombed. Everyone bombs. Yeah, Dave Chappelle bombed the first time.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, my first time I didn't bomb, but like I had those pauses, you know, where like where you're like, ah, shit, that was supposed to be a joke. Why the fuck are you laughing?
Do it.
Yeah. But I just came back and mine bombed because I think I was too raw. Like, you know, the crowd in Japan is very different than if it was a crowd in America or Canada. Oh, yeah. I was talking about like Japanese fucking their pillows, their anime pillows. And people just weren't feeling it.
Yeah, that's a tough niche.
Yeah,
that's a very special niche.
Yeah,
because they're not only just otaku out in the open being like, yeah, I'm otaku, but then they would have to be like really pervy to be like, oh, this guy's funny, I fucked my pillow.
Well, no, the funny thing was the Japanese guys that were in the front were like, oh yeah, those pillows, and they were laughing, but the foreigners were just like, what? He's this racist white guy. Like, goddamn, it's not that.
Not all Japanese people sleep with their pillows, you dick.
Exactly. Just most of them.
Yeah. 40%, Joshua.
But I always tell people too, like if you bomb too, it takes a special person to bomb a room too. Sarah Silverman is hated, man. She is hated by so many people.
Oh, yeah.
But she's fucking hilarious.
Silverman's good, man. And yeah. She's creative as fuck. I like her a lot.
Oh, yeah. But, like, she's, again, a certain niche. You know what I mean? Some people just hate her.
Mm.
Or have you ever heard the, what's it called? The Aristocrats joke?
No.
Check that up on YouTube. Bob Saget did it before he went on to... America's Funniest Videos, and it's the dirtiest joke ever. And then he comes out and he's like, hi everyone, you welcome to see some kids videos and family fun time. It was like, oh shit, he just did that.
Wow. I didn't even know who he was until he got on Family Home Videos, and then
funny, man. Bob Saget is great.
Is he really?
Yeah, but I mean, like, this joke, the Aristocrats, is famous around all comedians, and everyone has a different version. But it's a really gross joke. And like, as a comedian, you get it when you hear it.
Now I'm intrigued.
I tried doing it to someone before and like, they're just like fucking about to vomit after. Basically, I won't ruin it for you, but like, it's really disgusting. And it's like a family tries to join like a circus show and they do this act and it's just completely disgusting. And
then
once your listener is like doesn't want to hear it anymore, at the end you're just like, and then the guy goes, what do you call yourselves? You're fucking gross. What the hell do you even call yourselves? And they're like, Aristocats. And that's the end, right?
Yeah.
And then the person of course is like, I don't get it. It's like, yeah, that's the joke. You don't get
there
it.
There it is.
I just wasted your time.
Enjoy your coffee. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't want to drink anything. Gross.
So yeah, like even that kind of comedy, I wouldn't even it's just funny. Like Zach Galifianakis or whatever.
Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah. He kind of brought that back, right?
Did he?
I think so. Like,
I don't know. I don't know the Aristocrats, so I can't say.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Damn. Yeah, he's got really good awkward humor.
Yeah.
His like just I want to get out of this room. It's like he's really good at that. Really good at. Did you see when he had Sean Penn on Between Two Ferns?
Yes.
Dude, I was like, I can't tell. Because Sean Penn is fucking amazing. So I was like, I can't tell if this is real. It was one of the first episodes I've ever seen. So I was just like, oh, God, get me out of this room. Like, I just, he's going to eat this guy. He's going to just fucking kill him and ingest him. He's really good at that. Really good.
Oh, I know, but did you see the Obama one?
Man.
That was one of the first ones I watched, and I was just like, oh, fuck.
God damn it.
But what was it? Brad Pitt. That was my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
where he spits out his gum, and you can tell he just totally like ad-libbed it or improv'd it.
Yeah.
He stuck his gum in his mouth, and then he spat it back out, and then Brad Pitt's like, no, fuck it, I'm going to outdo you. And Brad Pitt takes it and eats it again.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like.
Off his face, too.
Yeah. That's what it, that's
God, and he didn't blink. He didn't fucking blink. Ugh.
No.
They both were so good at that.
They almost broke, though. They almost both laughed.
That's good. That's good but shit.
When an actor almost outdoes a comedian, sometimes it happens, and it's just like, oh, it's good, man.
That's insane. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
That's the thing, though. Like, why is it that these kind of shows can exist in the States, maybe because of the money flow, but not in Japan? Like, Between Two Ferns is probably one of the cheapest, you know, quote unquote comedy bits I've seen, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he had Sean Penn and fucking Brad Pitt on there.
No, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, why can't Japan do something like that?
I know, right? Like, I mean, again, like, just give me a set and give me a mic and then I get you on or something, right? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't take much, but it's also, they have a hierarchy, right? The senpai, kohai, senior, junior system.
Yeah.
And all these Japanese comedians are now in their 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. And they love their throne. They don't want to give it up to the youngest. Even the new comedians are all in their 30s and 40s.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow. I didn't know that.
But the worst part is, dude, I got a story for you. So I went and applied at a Japanese agency because, you know, if you apply to a Japanese agency, you get farther, right?
Yeah.
And there's another guy, American guy named Nick. Do you know him?
No.
Okay. So there's like basically four foreign comedians doing Japanese stand-up. Like me, Atsugiri Jason, an American guy, Ike Niwata, and Nick from Time Bomb. And he's at a gym show, an agency called Sun Music.
I've seen Sun, yeah.
Yeah, so I applied for them. And me and my manzai partner went, and they were laughing their ass off. And they're like, oh my God, that's so good. And they're like, but we already have one white guy, and we don't need two foreigners because you'll cover him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, you have 400 Japanese and one American guy. And then if a Canadian comes on, like, Canadians and Americans could do feuds and be funny.
Yeah.
They're like, no, sorry, we already have one foreigner. He's our gimmick. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Like, motherfuckers.
You're like a spoiler on a car at this point. Like,
yeah.
You can't have more than one spoiler. And if you do, it looks really fucking weird. It's like, why is it guys two spoilers? What a stupid idiot. And then one spoiler, they're like, oh man, look at that spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And supposedly it's the same for commercials too, right? So like I did like Nivea, which is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And then couldn't get any more commercials because I'm the Nivea guy, you know what I mean?
Oh shit, yeah.
So they typecast you on commercials too. Well, I mean, it makes sense in a way, right?
Yeah.
If you're in this, well, that's who you are. We can't have you on this commercial. But it also doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see both. I can see how they could typecast you on a commercial, but like if it airs for like 2 months, then you're just screwed for like half a year.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, it played like half a year ago. You're like, God damn it. You know, like just fucking forget about it, please.
Exactly, right? That's why every commercial I do, I always cut my hair after.
That's a really good idea. I think I'm thinking about cutting my hair as well. I mean, I like my little dominant dinosaur thing going on here, but like
dominant dinosaur.
The dominant dinosaur. That's what it is.
I like
that's what I call it. But it's I think if I get typecasted or I start losing jobs, I'm gonna be like, and I'm bald. I'm the bald muscular guy. Fuck it.
Turn into the Rock.
Yeah, pretty much. Black Rock. Just fucking just Onyx.
What do you mean Black Rock? Rock is a black dude.
He's half goddamn.
Oh, actually you're gonna pull pretty black. On him?
He's pretty black. You got a good point. He's like what? Samoan and black. He's like
He's half.
He's like a dark
Yeah. But he acts so white, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's crazy. And now I guess there's two ways to do it, right? So, like, there's me where I'm freelance, and then there's also contract model or contract actor, right? Where we apply for one of the foreign agencies and we're contracted.
Yeah.
You went into contract now?
Yeah, yeah. I'm contract with FreeWave right now, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. And then for anyone that doesn't know, FreeWave is, like, one of the biggest ones here. If not, yeah, it is the biggest, I think.
Yeah? Yeah, I would say, yeah, I would definitely have the foreign team or foreign agencies. Yeah, FreeWave is the biggest.
Yeah. And they wanted me to join, not as a contract model, but still join with them because I was actually making really good money with them.
Yeah.
But they wanted me to go to immigration again. And immigration is such a pain in the ass. Even though I'm losing like lots of money, I just, so far away and a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I have to bring them this paper.
Yeah, dude, I did it. I had to go to Korea actually last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because they were like, because there was something with my visa.
Oh.
To get it like renewed. Because I was done teaching English and the English visa was up, right? You know that whole thing. English visa was up. Then I passed the deadline and I was just going to be like, whatever. I'm just going to fucking work. And they're like, no, you need to have the entertainer visa because we want to give you big clients. And I was like, all right, fine. Let's just renew it. And they looked at my shit and they're like, you're past due. We can't renew it unless you're clean. And right now you're illegally here. So you need to go to Korea and lay low while we figure this paperwork out and fucking, you know, give you your shit. And then I was like, okay. So then I went to Korea for 18 days and came back. It was terrible. I came back and, you know, we brushed it all over. Everything was fine. And now I got a visa.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they make us, I guess, if your contract, you got to make like Nijumanen or $2,000 a month, right? They set us a limit.
Yeah, they say that. But I mean, realistically, they're not shelling out that much money to each model that they have exclusively anyway.
Yeah, it's still a struggle, right?
Yeah, I mean, math.
Some people say you still get the same amount of jobs if you didn't, right?
No. I think the actual managers push you forward a little bit and try to get you in that door and crush in auditions and shit. But, like, you know, when I was teaching English and doing this at the same time, I was making a lot of small deals, like 250 jobs, 150 jobs, easily. And I was just, like, some guy that they just didn't really know. But when I started landing bigger stuff, it kind of started snowballing just a little bit. I was landing bigger and bigger stuff, you know, for whatever niche that I had in FreeWave's mind. So it was like, all right, yeah, all right, I'm getting jobs. But they're not like, it wasn't like, bam, $2,000 a month, bam, 28 a month. Like, this year has been like that. But when I, like, for the first year and a half, no way.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. So, like, I don't know if they even mathematically have the strength to give their higher-ups or the people that are doing good $2,000 plus. It's just I don't know if anybody's that regular with it.
Yeah, I've only met one model, too, that ever made, like, $60,000 a month doing
Wow.
It. Yeah, that was Dana. Do you know Dana, the French guy?
Oh, no.
He's really good-looking, though. I mean, I was like, fuck. Get out of here.
I think I know who it is.
But yeah, he was like, that was his top. He made that. And he had some regular, like, ongoing CMs and stuff. But I used to be good, man. I was making about $2,000 just with entertainment. And then I think I became a comedian. And they're like, you know, I don't think a comedian fits our suit image.
Yeah.
I got typecast.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. We it sucks. But as a team of foreigners and everybody listening should know that as a team of foreigners trying to break the industry, trying to break Japan's very rigid, stubborn kind of mentality, we have to be that change. And it sucks because until that shit happens, we're starving, right?
True.
We're like struggling our ass. Maybe it's not that bad, but like, you know, it's like we were saying before, the roller coaster is definitely there.
Yeah.
As we try to really break in, you know.
And I don't want to say racism, but there is some blockages for foreigners.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For
but
sure, man.
I wouldn't call it racism like some other foreigners call it, because it's like, if you think of America, who's like a famous Japanese actor in America, right?
Right.
In Hollywood. There is
like
one.
Three. Yeah, Ken Watanabe.
Oh, well, yeah.
There's two more guys. I can't think of them.
No, I know who you mean, but I mean, like, they're not Brad Pitt.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if there's a Brad Pitt spot, usually they're probably going to give it to the American, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with comedy, it's so much different. like when people think comedy in the US, like SNL and Saturday Night Live and all that, it's like a lot of the best are Canadian.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, Dan Aykroyd, yeah. Right? So when it came to being funny and being a comedian, and I think it's the same with being an actor yeah. in the US too, it's like, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah,
you're great.
Yeah, that's the thing about not Japan is when you got the goods, yeah. man, you get paid, you know? You could bring it. People are like, well, give that man his respects. That dude's doing a good job. He made me laugh. The end. Money. It doesn't matter if he looks like Brad Pitt or not, right?
Yeah. But have you ever had those commercials where you you go in there, you aced it. They wanted you to like do this acting gig and you aced it. And then you see this good looking French guy come in who can't
oh,
act
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And the director's like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Yeah. And he gets a yeah. fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all been there, right?
It is. It's weird because it's not like a direct racism when in Japan. It's not even like indirect. It's almost ignorant like racism. Yeah. They're like, well, people are people, but if you happen to have white skin, it's a little bit easier for us to make money, so we're gonna just keep feeding that. You're like, what? Wait, whoa, wait. This guy's actually funny. He's darker, like, but he's good. Like, no, but we like skin. What?
Yeah. I guess I could see that way too. I mean, being blonde-haired and white
yeah.
myself, I would imagine a lot of the jobs came from that
yeah.
for me as well.
I mean,
and it's sad that we get typecast like that because, like, yeah, I have we ever met on an audition?
I don't think we've ever met on an audition together. No.
Because it'll be like, yeah, we have this idea, okay, send all the black guys. We'll have this, okay,
yeah,
send all the white
yeah,
guys.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, fuck, if you want a funny guy, then
right?
why aren't you sending us all? No, we want a funny white guy. We want a funny black guy. It's like,
yeah.
I'll get out of here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're like, I don't know. They're playing like some really weird marketing shit for their products and all that stuff. But I think it's because, again, Japan is still kind of behind in its own little world because it's inside of its little bubble.
Yeah.
And a part of me wants to break the shit out of that bubble and just, rah! But like at the same time, I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and change this by myself, you know?
Have you ever had any jobs that you were just like, yeah, no, fuck no, I'm not doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like Chuck gets typecast a lot, man. Chuck is being in the industry. Sorry again. Chuck is our stunt teacher. One of he was the first foreign stunt guy in Japan doing movies for Godzilla
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to go with Chuck a lot, but that's another story. But he always gets typecast as a black thug.
I believe it.
Like gold chain, hat backwards. Even when he's like in his 50s now, they'll still make him do that.
Yeah.
And Hunter,
you know
Hunter, right? For Alex. He had to do some like, or I think it was Alex. They wanted, or another guy too, one of them, my two buddies, and they had to put him like in an Africa dress with the mask and everything, like completely racist. And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Wow.
Did you hear about that job? They had like spears and everything, and they were telling me, and I'm just like, oh shit, yeah, you guys got it worse, man. That's bad.
Shit. I've never heard about that before.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to ask him about that shit.
Yeah, man. Have you ever had anything crazy like that?
Actually, no, but this recent job that I just had, I decided, not job, sorry, audition, that literally, like, 5 minutes ago, I don't know if the podcast picked it up, my phone vibrated, but I didn't get the job, but I don't care if I got it or not. It was for this shampoo commercial thing, and they wanted me to rap. And I was like, well, I don't want it to be like ignorant, stupid, like really dumb rapping. You know, like I don't want it to be just like, yo, man, check it out. Like, I don't want that shit. Like, if I'm going to rap.
1980s PSA.
Exactly. PSA rap. Like, no, I want, if I'm going to rap, I'm going to rap like some of the dudes I really like Lupe Fiasco or Kendrick Lamar. Like, I'll do that shit. I will fucking rock that. But I was like, I'll go in there and I'll do what I want to do and rap the way I want to rap, like these guys. And I went in and I did the job and it was all right. And I killed the audition. But I knew as soon as, like, if they were like, we want you for the job, I'd just be like, well, what kind of work am I doing? Because I will refuse the shit on the set if it's ignorant, if it's stupid. And I didn't get the job. So there you go. Like, the guy that got the job is probably just like, well, whatever, I'll just do whatever they want.
Yeah, we basically prostitute ourselves in this industry for the most part.
Like, I'm not gonna it was $750, but I'm not that hurt for cash. It would have been nice to get it and still be able to, you know, play the game a little bit and be like, no, we're gonna do this shit right. But it didn't happen. Yeah. So that kind of sucks, but whatever. I mean,
have you ever turned down any roles?
Yeah. Similar thing. Like, a long time ago, it was like, yeah, we want you to just play, you know, a gang member. I was like, nope. Not gonna do it. Yeah, not gonna do it. And it was like a $250 job for a music video. I'm like, you're a gangster. And I'm like, am I with other black guys? And like, yes. I'm like, nope, not doing it. Not doing it. Like, I'll join one of those, like, Barbados pirate gangs where there's like a mix of olive and black and white people and we're all kind of a gang together. Sure. But if it's just like, look at a group of black people being angry on Japanese television, count me out. Because, right?
Good, fuck man. That shit, man. I had to turn down a lot, man. And it's so funny hearing these stories. Like, for example, there was this one famous Japanese actress and she had to do this commercial for a phone app game, like Wizards and stuff. And supposedly all these foreigners came and they were waiting for like 2 hours for this girl to come. And then she comes and like her role was to like wear a potato sack. And then she gets like turned into this beautiful person. And she just was like, no, I'm not wearing a potato sack. That will ruin my image. Da, 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 da. And I guess she walked out. And then all the foreigners were like, well, are we getting paid? Like, and I guess they got paid like, I don't know, like $500 to wait there for this girl to flip out.
Holy shit.
But with me, I have two crazy stories. So one was, do you know that American experiment that they did where they had like, I don't know, like 20 students and like 10 of them had to be cops and 10 of them had to be inmates?
Oh.
It was like a psychology
thing. I've heard of this, yeah. I don't know about it. This is a job, you said?
Well, this was actually like an experiment in America that they did.
Okay.
So they're like, how would they react if these 20 friends or 10 friends or whatever went together and half of them became, cops and half of them became like inmates? How would their personalities change with power? And basically, like, the kids went ape crap and like beat up their friends and stuff and like abused the law and that. It's trippy. But anyway, so on Japanese TV, they did a reenactment drama of that. And this is the only Saigon I think I did. And I didn't know, but there was a scene, like when I read the story in school, I didn't hear this, but there was a scene, I guess, that the kids, like the guys that were the police, went to the prisoners and was like, pretend to hump that guy. And so this Japanese film crew was like, oh, yeah. We didn't write this on the job description, but you were supposed to do this fake sex scene. And the two guys were like, no. And they're like, well, we need it. This is an important part of the thing. And they came up to me and they're like, Josh, they won't do it. Will you do it? I'm like, ha, 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 fuck no. And so I still remember this clear as day, but this American guy and a buddy of mine, Shaban, you know Shaban, right?
No.
No? Really fun, a really nice Armenian guy. And they had to do it, but they were so sad during the scene. And like, I can't get the image out of my head of just like, they were so depressed and like doing it half-assed. So I'm laughing to myself.
Oh,
but it
my
was funny.
God.
Yeah. And
like,
then another
wait,
one.
Clothes off and.
No, clothes on, clothes on.
Because you said hump.
Like, they had a fake.
You said hump, right?
Yeah, so, like, one guy was on his knees and the other guy was standing behind him.
Oh, dude.
And, like, having to fake do it. And I was just like, for whatever it was, or like, Tumon, I was like, yeah, hell
oh
no.
Oh, my fucking God.
But here's the worst one. And this is a mutual friend of ours that maybe I shouldn't say the name, but I'll tell you the story. So I got a drama job, and he's like, do you want it? It's, like, three-hour day. Good role, your face is there, you have lines, everything in Japanese, big drama in golden time, like main television. I was like, hell yes, I'm up. So he signs me up and then he sends me the script after, and he didn't tell me anything about the script, But of course, I'm a professional, so I look at it. And it's like a Japanese yakuza just banging away at the foreigner. I was like, what? Is it a gay sex scene? I was like, hells no. And I called him up. I'm like, yeah, I can't do it. And he's like, well, you already said you would, so you have to. And I was like, no, I don't. And he's like, please find me something else. So I found a friend of ours. It's a mutual friend of me and you, AJ. And he wanted to do a drama. And he took the part. And when I watched the drama, like 3 months after it came out, it was so bad, man. It was so bad. The yak just plows into him. And then he's like, that was great. And the yak just slaps him. And he's like, shut up. Like, complete bitch. But yeah, you couldn't pay me enough to do a job like that. Dude, you know what I mean?
What? You're all in shock, man. I didn't know you had this shit going on. Yo, what the fuck, man?
Dude, sometimes there's crazy jobs in Japan.
Was that the one on Netflix?
No, it was on Japanese TV.
You said that before, because there was another job description very similar to that, but for a Netflix drama. So I wasn't sure if it was the same thing and they just decided to release them on both.
I don't know.
No. You know what? Sorry. The one that I'm thinking of is a prison. Prison rape.
Oh,
yeah. They're like, you know, you want to be in a Netflix drama and rape a dude? I was like, They're like, it's going to be like I think they said it was like Gomayan. And I was like, no. I was like, the acting on it sounds pretty rough. If I had lines and a fucking evil, dark fucking character in the show, I'd do it. But he was like, no, you're just going to help rape this guy. And I was like, okay, no. I'm like, but okay. And then they came back and they're like, okay, wait. The client really likes you. What do you think? How much should you get paid? And I was like, well, if it's on Netflix, that means the world is watching. And by world standards, by LA standards, and I went in, I calculated that shit out. I have a friend who's doing a lot in LA right now. And I was like, this is probably maybe $2,300. Maybe. That's like the lower end. And they're like, you didn't get the job. I was like, well, no shit. I was like, yeah, he's gonna get random black managers, help rape a dude.
I know, that's the best part. Bucks. Help rape. You're not gonna rape him. You're just gonna help rape him. Like what? I'm gonna fucking hold
exactly.
His arm.
I think that's what
go
was.
Go out of that.
They're gonna put my face on camera while I like, you know, again, essentially pull this guy's hair while he's fucking taking it. I'm like, nah, man, I'm good.
Jesus.
No. Nope. No, sir.
Career killers, right? And then you're always gonna be that guy. But that reminded me of another story. Another buddy of mine in the industry here, and he actually is doing really good. But he told me this one, or actually I heard from another guy about it. He didn't even tell me. But he had a scene in a really big Japanese movie, but he had a rape scene. And he goes, no. And like, no, but you're like a main character. You have this whole backdrop. You have like a whole bunch of lines. And he's like, okay then. Yeah, sure. If I'm like a semi-lead character, sure. So he does it. And the girl that he has raped is now one of the biggest female stars in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Hirose Suzu, who I've also worked with. And in the scene, though, when they did that, she was probably underage, like 17. So that was like, oh, crap. But what happened was they released the film and he went to check it out. And they deleted all his scenes of talking and everything. They just kept him.
Oh, my
scene.
God.
So he got fucked. So bad. He was so pissed off. Like, yeah, right? Like, screw IMDb now.
Oh.
So, yeah, never take that shit. Oh. Never trust anyone.
Oh, I'm going to stick to my commercials, man. That's fucked.
Right? Yeah. Me too. Now I don't do any acting, really. I did one movie recently, and that was it. Because, yeah, a lot of FaceTime, and it was like a manga movie, so... cartoony, right?
That's
nothing
good.
Bad.
So how do you get these movie gigs then?
Some agencies have movies, some don't. So that's the other trick. Like you're with Freewave. So Freewave and like Remix are agencies in Japan that are famous for
commercials,
more commercials,
right?
And web commercials and modeling. Now, ones like Bayside get more movie gigs, and ones like IMO have more TV.
Really?
So, I mean, with this too, like the industry in Japan, I really studied the crap out of it. And then what I wanted to do, my game plan, right? Like Freewave and Remix to me were just got to make money, got to do CM jobs to pay rent and eat. And then the other one is to do TV, which I want to do. But now I do so much TV, I don't get the commercials. And now I'm in the roughest time of my life.
I see. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, but you really got to sprinkle yourself everywhere and pick everything up. Like, I'm probably, like I said, I'm losing money not working with Freewave probably, and I should be doing that. But I'm like, I'll just wait till I have to go to immigration.
Immigration is quite the pain. But I mean, just bring a book, man. Damn, just bring a book and go there, study your shit,
I'm lazy in that part. No excuses, man. It's just like Jim.
Go. And no, it does suck, though. It does suck. Granted, I've done it like 3 times now. And I'm like, fuck this. But like, you know, you forget about it eventually.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. It's just like, one day.
Yeah, it's one painful, horrible day of soul sucking and mind numbing. But
it's like a prostate check. How I would describe it. Even though I've never done it.
And I haven't either, but we sound like we know. Oh, yeah. Like,
But I mean, nowadays, man, like, even I'd say in America, wherever you are, like, being an actor or a TV talent or all that stuff, screw it. You can be self-made now. We live in this amazing, crazy age of YouTubers and digital media with Netflix and shit. Like, you have your YouTube, right?
Yeah, it sucks, though. Only because I don't pay attention to it because it's so much work.
Well, that's it. Yeah, man. Like, it is. But it's so important. I mean, I just got back into it. So I was doing YouTube and I was doing it pretty good. But I found that, like, it was just a simple advice by our mutual friend, Albo. And he was just like, and I thought about it too before, but once he said it, it clicked and goes, well, why are you relying on other people? Like, yeah, I wanted to build this SNL Saturday Night Live team of 8 people and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, just do it yourself. And then once you have all your money in that, or once you build enough of a following, people will want to join and you'll find the people you want to do. And I was like, oh, goddamn, you're right. Yeah. And I started, man, trying to get one video out every week. You should too, man, though. You should do your stand-up and do your digital.
Yeah. I could do stand-up. I think I could do that. I think he has a good point about that, though. Do it yourself. I really like that.
Yeah.
But I also think, and I'm sure you already know this, but this is mostly for the viewers, too, if we got some young ones or people who are interested. You know, if you do want to do it yourself, you have to kind of plan for that. And this is like the practical pessimism to the extreme big thinking that I think is kind of a good balance. But it's easy enough to say from a distance, oh, yeah, just do it yourself. Like, oh, yeah, right, sure. But like to make stuff that people give a fuck about, you have to do it yourself, but you have to put time and invest funds into it, right?
Yes.
So it's not really that easy to just do it yourself. So I think that's we are doing a really good job of just doing a lot of our own self stuff, but you also got to pay the bills and make it happen. So, you know, don't take any rape scenes, but do whatever you got to do to get the money and be realistic about actually making that happen. And I think, long-term goals too, in kind of addition to Albo, in his short bit here in this story, but if you can make it a long-term goal, yeah, for sure. Just fucking do it yourself, right? Just like,
but you're doing a lot too, though, right? Like you were doing Twitch.
Yeah, man. I'm on like, literally right now. I'm on about 4 independent projects, and then if you include my own stuff, like my streaming, which is also kind of garbage right now, and then my YouTube, which is just non-existent because it's so much time to edit. I'm on like 6. Then I'm teaching. Or sorry, not teaching. Then I'm doing, all the entertainment stuff and taking all these classes.
After the podcast is done, I'll give you a line chat. I want to know about your acting classes because that's something I
can do. I actually don't have acting. It's action. Sorry, I said action.
Oh, action. Okay.
Acting
okay.
classes, I don't know where to get them from. Freewave might have some connections, but I don't think I have the money for that right now because I've already committed to insane amounts of action classes right now. just fucking good, nutty. Man. And then I got to do my Japanese classes too. Get me at least past N2, and then
Really? I thought you were fluent.
My speaking is fluent.
They're like N1.
My speaking is really good. I can speak my ass off, but I know where my weak points are, and that is I can't have a spontaneous conversation without a lot of ano eto ne ja. Like I can't just spit out what I want to say.
See, I spit out everything I want to say, and I don't think I have the eto or ja anymore. But then I always get the
yeah.
What the hell are you saying? That too. And I'm like, damn it.
So there's that, and then also my reading is just not fast enough. Like my reading is still
scripts help that.
Just so bad, and it drives me crazy because I think if I could read fluently, I could just keep. Like building, you know what I mean? Really build my ability to speak the language. And when I get the roles in Japanese, maybe I don't even fucking get them here. I'll be able to just go bam, 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 bam. And I'll sound really good. That's just for personal reasons.
No, yeah, for sure. Like the reading though, I don't know. Maybe reading textbooks helped me or whatever. But when I got like a couple jobs in Japanese with like, not major roles, but big roles, I had like full scripts. And they thought my Japanese was a lot better than it was because I could read it at a natural speed.
Wow.
And scripts totally help you because you want to do it perfect, right?
Yes, so you really put it all in. Scripts are so good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one good part of that.
Yeah, I was in a theater show. But anyway, I'm doing a lot of stuff right now. Things are really hot for me right now.
Well, tell us more about your six, man. So you plugged your Insta.
My Twitch. So,
are you making money with the Twitch?
Not really, no. But I get followers, and then every once in a while I'll get a donation. So I'm like, man, you're fucking hilarious. You're so funny. $50. I'm like, sweet. And that's it.
Damn. Yeah. Nice, bro.
It was cool, but it's very far and few between. I just don't take it as seriously as I take everything else. It's like it.
Well, you enjoy it, right?
That's yeah, because I just like gaming. And it's like it, I enjoy it. But there's all these fucking rules that come with Twitch streaming now, like. He's like, you want more followers? You want to be successful with Twitch? Play games you don't like. Play games.
Enjoy,
like, because Twitch is my downtime. Like, when I Twitch and I stream, I'm gaming to just get away from all the stress that I'm thinking about and all that pressure I build up throughout my day. Right? So when I get on Twitch, people are like, no, you're at work again. I'm like, and then it's like, it's the market's a little saturated. You know, not to be negative about it, but the market's pretty saturated with a lot of girls. And seeing them take off girls, in minutes is like it's a little discouraging, and it makes me care less.
I was doing live streaming, bro, and I actually did really good. Like 4 months, I got like 500 followers and like making $100 a month at one point. But then you see like this Japanese cosplayer with huge breasts, and she's just for like 8 hours. And she has like 10 billion followers because of all these
stuff. Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm going to jump in front of the train.
Should throw my account into the river. Never see it again.
Boom. There goes my phone.
So, the Twitch is Aver Hamilton as well. Just twitch.tv/AverHamilton.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, check it out. He's funny.
Yeah, I please like talk. Games. If you guys get on it, please. Please talk. It helps me so much. When I get the silent lurkers just like saying one thing every like 30 minutes, like maybe, and I respond to them and they don't say anything, like I can't hold on to the conversation and be good at the game at the same time. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. But once you have a lot of people, I would imagine that would get really hard, right?
It is. It's so fucking difficult. Because I'm sitting here like
go left, go left. Oh,
yeah,
God,
right. Yeah, I'm playing like Dark Souls.
Like, what did you say? Oh, shit, I'm dead.
Like, I'll be like, I'll look down when my character's reviving or some shit. I'll be like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. I'm from Michigan. And then I'll be like, yeah, Michigan is this and that. And da, 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 da. Hey, where are you from, man? And the game is going. I'm dodging bullets. I'm like, oh, my God, Jesus Christ. You know, 4 minutes go by of intense gameplay, which I think is part of the entertainment. And I come back, yeah, and nothing has been said. I'm like, okay. So who else likes trees? You know, trees. I don't know. Michigan's got trees. I like trees. Who likes trees? Nobody says anything. You're like, fuck, man. Just, what are you? Throw me a bone.
God damn it. You don't like trees? What the hell are you doing here?
You and your oxygen then, bro.
Yeah.
It's difficult. So, yeah, Twitch is a lot of fun. YouTube, I like less and less. Every time I do it, I'm like, oh, God, I hate this. But if I had an editor, I'd fucking love YouTube.
Yeah, right.
If I didn't have to edit, which is stupid to say.
No. Lots of people do that. They hire an editor.
And they should.
But yeah. The first, you got to grind until you make enough money.
Yeah, it's just insane, man. This shit is very difficult to, like, just always be editing and then always doing something and then being like, all right, now I got to go and do work and then come back and you get, like, 5 new subscribers and they don't say shit. You're like, you know, it's like that grind. Yeah. I just really don't like – I think for me it's an impatience thing a little bit. I really don't like slow or no returns. I don't like it.
I understand what you mean. And same with, like, editing. You have to sit on your computer and do it all day. I'm really active. Like, I want to be going somewhere.
Yeah.
So then what's your main platform you're working on that you love right now?
You mean for outside of the entertainment stuff?
Yeah.
Jeez, I would say Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. I got this thing called Hachiko District. It's not mine, but I'm one of the mains on that.
Oh, I did see you on that. Talk about
it. Yeah, man. Hachiko District is essentially a web video. Well, obviously a web video. A video on the crazy places to eat in Tokyo.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
But it's kind of silent. It's not silent. It's wordless, dialogueless. We don't really talk on it. We just eat the food, and we get a lot of shots of the venue, of the food itself, of the drinks and the desserts, and then we just enjoy it in a really ridiculous way to get people to watch, and they really like it. I mean, we don't eat like normal people. We just eat like animals. We fuck around. It's great. So anyway, Hachiko District is the biggest thing that we've been doing. We get a lot of viewers on that shit. We've got some I think over 10 million views total right now. It's going really well. That's a lot of fun. It feeds a lot of people. In terms of visually, it feeds a lot of people because they want to see what Japan is like a little bit, and then they want to see all the crazy shit in Japan. And it's been really doing well. The producer, it's a really good friend of mine. He's really busting his ass. He edits all the time, but that's his job. Like, that's all he does. He goes to the gym and he edits, and then he films. Like, he doesn't do anything else, really. And I'm sitting here going to action, acting, you know, fucking commercial jobs and stuff. Like, I don't know if I could ever get on his level of just sitting at home and editing all day. I don't know if I could do that shit.
Yeah, right. It takes a special kind of person. Like, our buddy Albo loves that. I like it to
an
extent.
Yeah.
Like, maybe 30 minutes. That's my extent. But once I get over that, I'm like, shoot.
Yeah. I like it. I like to edit when I don't have a lot of work and I have days to commit to it, like lots of time to commit. But it's just really difficult to, like, fit it in after, like, all these jobs. And I don't have, like, a day to myself or, like, some time to just work on the things that I actually want to work on. Now YouTube comes in. I mean, these are all excuses. These are honestly all excuses. If I want success, I should be able to just plow through all this bullshit, but it's tough. It is difficult. Like,
but if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it, right?
It's like it reminds me of when you were a kid and you just really didn't want to eat whatever vegetable you hated, but you had to before you could leave the table. That's what it feels like. It's just like, the longer I sit here, the worse it gets, you know. But at the same time, I really don't want to do it.
I used to, what was it, in Canada when I was like, the food's so much better back home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For dieting, at least. I was telling someone the other day, like, flaxseed bread. Can't find that in Japan.
You say flaxseed bread? Oh god.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it? Awesome.
Oh man, that dude. Like I used to always eat white bread in Canada, and then like you know everyone came out like the starch, blah blah blah, whatever. It's not good for you. And then flaxseed bread came out, like, well, whole wheat came out first, and I would only eat that, brown bread. And then flaxseed bread came out, and it is, I don't know, like, it flipped my world upside down. It was just so freaking good, and I would eat it every day with, like, a scoop of peanut butter on it, and that was my diet. But what I was going to say was, like, yeah, it's the same with dieting, hustling and all that, too. So when I was eating really good and building muscle in Canada, like doing mixed martial arts and weightlifting and blah, 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 I had to eat tons of protein. So one of my meals was cottage cheese and broccoli I did. And it was so nasty. I hated it. But I'd literally like put like a piece of broccoli in my mouth with cottage cheese and just chew it and eat it and be like, oh, I got to do it because that's protein and veggies I need for the day.
Yeah. It's a little bit extra. Have you ever tried dousing your broccoli in vinegar?
No.
You might want to try and steam it and like give it that pickled vinegar taste. It might make the cottage cheese bring out some flavor as well.
We can't find cottage cheese in Japan.
Yeah, I know. I have some around me at my grocery store, but it is really expensive for a very small amount. So it might not even be worth it.
Oh, I know.
You know.
I got a supplement. Like I supplement different things. So, like, instead of cottage cheese now, I think I'm eating a lot more of Greek yogurt.
Oh, yeah, they got that, yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I still can't get big.
Me too.
No, you're huge, man. Hmm? By the way, AJ, you're doing really good on this podcast, man. You should start your own podcast,
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Yep, that's one of those things that if I start it up, I'll probably go ADD on it. It'll just like gather dust in the fucking internet world.
It's fun, dude. Like even if me and you did one, or like I mean, like I got this one once a month or whatever. Yeah, come on here. We can
do
it.
Good. I'm down.
And this anchor is so cool because it's like a Skype call, so we can even get Justin too, right?
Justin in here.
Yeah, we can get Justin, we get Albo, we can do 3-4 people too.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, shit.
Yeah, dude. So I just do this thing like I did with you, and I make a call, and then I just add everyone, and then we can have like 4 people in this chat talking just all crazy stuff. And
just be like, yeah, we could do that. That could be the start of something pretty awesome. Like maybe we could get on Albo's, what's it called? Drift Hunter, Albo's Drift Hunter, everybody. Check it out. We get on Albo's Drift Hunter.
Yeah, no, he we did two already, dude. Me and Alan did two already.
I meant like on his show. Like we get in the car and then he drives around and they get to see our reaction. Maybe something like that.
Well, I
did that. Hey, it was on the podcast. And then I don't know. I'm just thinking.
When Alan first started up Drift Hunter, I was the one.
Really?
Yeah, I helped film.
Holy shit.
And we rode together with those guys and yeah. I was with him. I was a drift hunter.
That's awesome, man.
It was dope. It's scary as shit, though, dude. Like, I went for a ride with them, and they have, like, the race car straps, so we were all strapped in. He's like, are you ready? I'm like, yeah, this is going to be fun. And the next thing you know, I'm just holding on to the rails as we're drifting over a corner. I was like, fuck, this is crazy. I had a video of it. Alan has it somewhere. He hasn't given to me in, like, 5 years,
Holy
though.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
That was Guma life. Where did you live in Japan? Have you always
been
in Tokyo?
No, I used to live out in Okayama. No. Okayama is like Okayama-ken, which is, I don't know what fucking, it's just Okayama-ken.
Or where is it
it's
near?
It's very far west, like towards Hiroshima west.
Way out there. I kind of have an
idea was now. The boonies. Like it was... I could see where I worked out of my window. Like, no joke. Like, it was the boondocks, man. It got dark outside. It was dark outside. Like, there was no lights. Oh, my God. I hated living there.
Oh, really? I love the countryside.
I mean, I think I'll like it now. Like, I think because I just have my life and I'm in a different place now. I would like it for like 2 weeks, but to live there for a year.
Well, and I mean, like, it being an actor model, we couldn't do it in there. That's the only downside for me. No work.
No work.
But dude, yeah, I have like the craziest stories about drifting with Alan or freaking jumping off waterfalls. Well, not big waterfalls, but yeah. Like going to waterfalls, freaking crazy country girls.
Yeah. They're better though, and they're on their way. I actually think the country girls are better.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
I think so.
City girls are city girls.
Something snooty about them, man. I don't know. It's not that bad. But like.
Yeah. Well, Osaka girls are really
Osaka
nice.
Osaka girls
are
pretty good.
I love Osaka.
It's not a big fan.
I sounded really bad there.
Hey, no, that's fine. They should know. Let him watch. Let the boy watch. Let the boy watch. I love that line. Sorry. Anyway, dude, that's fucking insane. We should do more podcasts and all that other stuff. I'm down.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll plan it out then. Who would you like to do it with? Do you want to do it everything? Me, you, Justin, Albert?
That'd be a lot of just talking, like, rah, 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 like you should be.
Yeah, but that's good too, man. Well, maybe we'll keep it like the industry. So let's get a. Maybe I'll get Justin. Me, you, and Justin. We'll plan a date.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, because he was on here before and he did really good. Well, it's crazy. I think because we're in the industry, we do MC jobs, we do this stuff. So
that's cool.
Everyone has good timing. We're not like talking over each other and awkward pauses.
Yeah, dude, like that, right? Just wait. What about
did you just have like a satanic ritual there?
That's everybody talking over each other.
Okay.
That's a part of the bit. What is it? Can you see all the viewers and whatnot who's watching right now?
Actually, there's a new feature on this that I wanted to try out, and they can send us messages as we're doing it. So it just came out like last week.
Get out of here.
Shit, I wanted to do this with you. But so we'll have that. Because me, you, and Justin combined should have a pretty good fan base. So what I'll do is we can plan this for maybe next month on a date that we can all spare an hour. And then we will promote the crap out of it and then do it.
That sounds like fun.
AJ, JJ,
Justin.
Justin.
You might as well just call it the Triple J. I mean, just at this point.
Yeah.
Because the A just throws it off. Might as well just be like, Triple J, Japan, Quadruple J. Damn it. That's a bad name for a podcast, but.
Yeah, you're switched to Jay Hamilton.
just Jay Hamilton.
Just Jay Hamilton.
Just put it in there. Fuck it. Man.
But yeah. All right, well, let's do that. I'll figure it out and set it all up, and then
cool.
We'll do it.
Speaking of food, I should eat.
I was just going to say, we're just running over an hour. We had an amazing podcast. Let's end it there, and then, let's do it again, man. It was fun catching back up.
Oh, yeah, man. It sounds good. Let me know, man. Keep it posted.
All right,
everybody.
For sure.
Thanks for listening and watching and all that stuff. I will, keep watching JJ's Just the Tip. Do it.
Yep. And one more time, plug your stuff, bro. Twitter.
Aver Hamilton. You can catch me on averhamilton.com. You can catch me on...
How do you spell Aver?
A-V-E-R. Hamilton.
Okay.
And you can catch me on Hachiko District. That's a Facebook group channel. So, lots of followers. Lots of really good content there. Aver Hamilton on YouTube as well. Aver Hamilton on Instagram. So there it is. And Aver Hamilton on Twitch. So please check me out. Talk to me, please.
check it out, man. He's awesome.
Thanks
right,
a lot,
AJ.
Man.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
catch
dude,
up soon.
Sure. All right. Later.
All right. Peace.